Hashtag MSW.
All right, we are live on the YouTube channel. Log on and add your comments simply because, hey, this man, I haven't seen him in the longest of time. And it's safe to say, though, that this black star will go down in history, guys, as one of the shining Ghanaians ever to grace the Premier Soccer League here in South Africa. Now, a fierce is a force, is somebody to reckon with, man, on the pitch. Always has been. And is also somebody that gives us all. If you're talking about a committed player, you're talking about him. That winning attitude. I think that desire that a lot of coaches want from their players, the hunger to win, always shown in the game. When you talk about being reliable, rock solid, in the heat of defense, he's there. Not only does he have a heart of gold, he's also got a heart of joy, man. One of the most pleasant people you'd ever find. And at times, you know, you see the man and you chat to him, the friendly man, and you see the tackles on the field. It's like two different human beings. And guess what? Now and again, he'll get that odd goal. He'll score. Now and again, he'll score. Especially if the opposition is Orlando Pirates or SuperSport United. And he remembers, though, because he's recently done that, scoring against those two teams. I mean, what a tough-as-nails workaholic, man. Edwin Jima. SuperSport United back then, Black Leopards, Sekhukhune United, a whole lot of others. And he joins us to reflect on that journey. I don't know what he's up to these days, though, eh, Ed? Good to see you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mr. Robert, for this platform.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, feeling good. Feeling good. A little bit nervous, you know.
You played in Soweto derbies.
Yeah.
There you can get nervous. Not here. No, it's just true. You and I sitting here. Two people.
No, it's true. No, it's true.
Did you get nervous, though? I've been talking about that. Soweto derby, the biggest on the African continent, probably one of the biggest in the world as well.
No, for sure, Mr. Robert. It's true. Because I think each and every player wants to have a feel of it. And that's where the whole South Africans are watching you, and that's where you need to show what you are capable of doing. So, yeah, it's a big occasion that each and every player, when you get the opportunity, you need to embrace it, because that's when you get people recognize you easily.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those times was great moments.
I want to get that negative stuff out of the way. Mm. And you've spoken about it so many times. Yeah. You talk about Pirates and you say you regret it. You say you regret leaving the team in the way that you did.
Yeah, Mr. Robert, you know, one thing through my career, I've learned a lot of things moving forward.
Yeah.
People that I met on the way, on the journey, the club owners, the friends, the players, family-wise, off the field, a lot of things that... for me as a player, I've taken a lot of lessons, you know, from it. That is really, really helping me, because it's not only just about playing, but also being aware of what you are doing and the kind of people you associate yourself with. So I always tell my wife that everything comes from you. If you have to choose bad friends, it's you who choose those bad friends. It's your decision, because you make them come in your way. And as a player, you need to understand, identify where you are coming from. Mm. Whether there was money, you coming from a poor family, you need to understand. So the people who knew back then knows your problem. That time you were struggling, they understand you. But along the way, when you get the fame, the money comes, the nice cars comes, then you forget about those people. Mm. Then the people who comes in your way now, they don't know you're suffering. Mm. So when something happens to you, they are gone.
Did that happen to you? I mean, when you were going through your struggles, and you know the struggles, the headlines were there.
Yeah.
At some point, they were saying you're the bad boy of South African football.
Yeah, you know, like a lot of, I think also it comes with my mentality. Because I always train my mind. Mm. Normally, 12 midnight, I do extra training around 12 midnight whilst others are sleeping, because I have that. Asamoah Gyan once told me that, Jima, if you want to win during the day, you must conquer the night.
Sure.
So Jan told me that even Floyd Mayweather, he always train midnight, doing gym. So there are a lot of things that behind the scene we do to make sure our performance always be on track, to get to find that balance of ourselves. Because it's not easy, Mr. Robert. This the club owners especially. Now I have a saying in my life that there's no unlucky anymore. Unlucky times, unlucky moments are passing. There's no unlucky. When they give you the opportunity, know that you are going to execute it. If you fail or you lose or you make a mistake, accept it. But when you go on the field, there's nothing like you don't come out from the field and say unlucky. When somebody gets the opportunity, he's gone. So there's
what have the club owners done?
I'm trying to say that I think we the former players and even the current players that they are playing, I feel somehow we failed. We failed because we need to make the owners, you know, be proud of us. We need to make the owners, when they are working or when they are with their friends, they become proud that this is the player I took care of him. There are a lot of decisions that we players that we do that the owners, when they are there and they watch us, they will never take us serious. And they can easily take decisions because they are in that space.
Right.
So for me, I feel we soccer players, we are failing a lot. We are failing the younger generations. The kind of picture we portray to them, the kind of lifestyle we live, decisions, and even off the field.
What would you have done differently, though?
What I would have done? I would have minded my own business. Mr. Robert, you know, off the field is hurting a lot of people.
Sure.
Off the field is really, really hurting a lot of friends.
Yeah.
And one thing I understand, each and every friend, we soccer players, we need to understand the friends around us. Each and every friend has a way to connect to you. This friend, you like him because of this situation. You like this friend because, and they will capitalize on it. So as we players, soccer players, we need to be very, very smart. There's no time for us. We need to be extra careful with our life.
But when you say you would have had to mind your own business, does that mean then you would have been less vocal? Because one thing I have learned about you is that you speak your mind.
Yeah.
The much documented, you know, run-in that you had with Mushin Etugrul.
Yeah.
You know, that stands out. And also, you know, with the recent situation at Skukune United as well. Katlego had come in, I believe, and do correct me because I was never there.
Yeah.
So it's a case of, okay, a new player comes in, they've got a culture, a tradition at Skukune. Yeah. A new player comes in, you know, they make a speech. So obviously he has a player that's come in, he's coming on loan.
Yeah.
And he plays in the same position as you. And then you then use that opportunity to then talk all sorts of bad things about the management. What was going on there? Because I always wanted to give you an opportunity to give your side of the story.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because after that, you last played when? November 12th, last year.
January this year.
This year? Yeah, with like a proper game. That's July now.
Yeah.
It must be frustrating for you. So what caused then the termination of the contract?
I think, Sir Robert, Skukune is an ambitious club.
Yes.
And each and every season, they try different things. My side, I'm really proud of myself for the achievement that the club has obtained, has get now. I'm so proud to the extent that when they told me they didn't need me anymore, I didn't have any hard feelings. Because I felt like they could have maybe spoke to me that, Jima, this season, this is the plan. We want to do this. But for me, I still had that mentality of trying to work hard, trying to find myself in the position. And last two seasons, I was nominated on PSL. I was. So yeah. I was thinking.
I mean, you were there for Nedbank Cup. Yeah. You're the player of the tournament nominee. Yeah.
So I was thinking to continue on the performance from there. But I think the club also have a different, you know, project or a different thing going on. So I felt like they could have probably maybe explained certain things to me. And that situation that happened, up to now, I'm in a good relationship with the players, the management, the supporters, everyone.
But then do you understand why then they would... Your contract is going to be coming to an end now, so, anyway.
So for them, Mr. Robert, they could have, you know, speak to me and, you know, in a way that, you know, I could have understand. Because when I go to the team, the chairman, there was a time the team was not performing, underperforming. So the chairman asked to see the players. He asked us, each and every player goes in, he speaks to the player. So when I met the chairman, he told me that, Jima, I want my team to be in that top level, like Sundowns, Chiefs, Pirates, and all that. So for me, when he told me that, when I got home, I spoke to my wife, I spoke to her, like, Mimi, this is what the chairman said. Mm. I don't want to go to that office again. So I have to do the right thing so that he doesn't call me in the office. So probably the mentality of still not giving up. Yeah, so probably if they wanted a new player to play in my position, or maybe they didn't, maybe they felt like Jima has done his part, I think maybe they could have explained or maybe tell me, then I would know where to stand. I never shouted anyone. I never fought. Nothing, such nothing. Even during my birthday, the players sent me wishes. I'm still in contact with Coach Mark McDonald. Yeah. We talk nicely. Everyone there. I have a good relationship.
But then you want to play football after all.
I just want to play football.
So you haven't played since January.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen now?
For me, I'm just been in the house training, but I've started training with Marumo coach. Coach Dylan asked me to come around, staying in the house, not training, to join the team and train, get some fitness. So
there's hope then. I mean, they're going to be playing out of Bloemfontein in the new season.
Yeah, there's hope. There's hope. There's hope. Me, I still believe in myself, and I know that if any opportunity that I get, I make use of it.
100%.
Yeah.
And I know that you've been that kind of player. What was your relationship like, though, with Coach Lehlano Losiema?
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. There was, in Skukune now, I have a good relationship with everyone. Everyone, the CEO, the chairman, the chairman's father. Hey. Everyone. Good relationship. That is why I'm saying that they could have, I understand sometimes in life, when certain things happen, you need to accept. You need to accept it.
But then you got to understand it, though, because accepting without understanding makes no sense. Almost like I've got a good relationship with everybody at the club. The relationship is so good that they wanted me out.
Yeah, it's like, that's what I'm saying. It's the mentality.
Yeah.
It's like you trying to keep on pushing, and maybe someone also is saying that, okay, you know, relax, boy. Relax. We know you. You know you've done your part, and...
Take a deep breath.
Good evening, Mr. Marawa. Ukuluma nesibongo leno amkhwana. Good evening to your guest, Edwin. Jima, strong man. Mr. Marawa, that player, I enjoy watching him when he's playing, Mr. Marawa. Especially when he was still a defensive midfield at SuperSport United. Because I think since they converted him to a centre-back, I think they have limited him in terms of expressing himself, you know. It's not like he's playing in the midfield. In the back line, he has to keep it safe. But what I want to ask Edwin is that which position does he enjoy playing to? Because me, I like him as a defensive midfield. I wish him all the best, and I wish he can get a new team soon so that I can watch him again next season with the DStv Premiership. Thank you, Mr. Marawa. Good show.
Yeah, hey, you might not be calling it that league in the new season. But yeah, anyway, let's leave that. You've got a fan.
Yep.
Sibongiseni says that he wants to see you play. Mm. He's told you where he thinks you should be playing. So I ask you, which position do you enjoy playing?
I think this Gavin Hunt made this thing because there was time in Super Sports that we were shorting with defenders. So that time I was playing the middle. So Gavin told me, Najima, I want you at center back. So I went there. I played from that time. I never went to midfield again.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
So Gavin was the one that...
Yeah, Gavin was the one. Gavin Hunt was the one who...
Did you wish him a happy birthday?
Hashtag MSW live on 947 Vroom FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW. Hashtag MSW.
Good evening, Rob, and good evening to the charismatic Edwin Jima. Rob will not speak about Edwin Jima and not mention the moment and the dance moves that he pulled after Sekhukhune beat my beloved Kaizer Chiefs. I don't know what was going through his mind that time, but the images of him making those moves went viral on social media and everywhere else. But my question to Edwin is that, having played for so many years in South Africa for a whole lot of teams, where and which team did you play for where you felt that you were treated so badly? Just want to find out from you. It's Tebogoya. Thank you so much. Tebogoya.
Good evening, Mr. Marawa. Can you please ask Edwin Jima, how can he define Willard Katsando?
Chima. Hi, Mr. Marawa. This is Muziki, Team Kambatsin Makongo. Mr. Marawa, it's good to have Mr. Jima. Mr. Jima, can you tell us about your days in Black Leopard? I remember when Black Leopard, there is a story between Chief Tidiela as well as the game between Leopard and Mamelodi Sundowns. Can you tell us on that chapter, Mr. Jima? I thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Rob. It's Sulfilang here, and good evening to the MSW show. And good evening to Edwin Jima, an underrated defender in the PSL game. I think in my books, he'd be the one defender that any team would like to have. I mean, he was a part of the team that finished in a very promising position at the end of the previous season, and congratulations on that. But hearing that your contract has been terminated, and my apologies for that, man. I don't think a footballer like you, that is a very passionate footballer like yourself, shouldn't be without a club. I'm sure there's a club that is seeking for your services. Where to from here? What's the plan? What are you going to do? Have you been approached by any club, perhaps? That's what I want to find out. Great show as always. Thanks.
Yeah, Hulu Falang, everybody else, thank you so much indeed for your WhatsApp voice. So do send more, though. Hey, it's the final push. It's the final 15 minutes of the show. Welcome if you're just joining us now. We're also live on the YouTube channel. I'll take comments coming through from that platform shortly. But let's deal with some of those questions that came up. You know, that paper you're hearing in the background, he's written a bit of a love letter, Edwin Jima. So, you know, stand by at about 2 minutes to seven, just before we knock off. I'll ask him. I have no clue, but he's coming with a piece of paper. He's scribbled a couple of things, and I'm quite keen as well to know what it is that's on that piece of paper. So, everybody from Tebogo, firstly, that the dance moves when you scored against Kaizer Chiefs. It went viral. I'm sure you saw that all over social media. What was the thinking behind that?
I think before each and every game, you know, there's that pressure, that nerves. Each and every player knows his preparation to go to the game, the things that he wants. Me, if the team lose, when I come to the house, I don't talk to my wife.
You don't talk to her?
No, I don't talk to her. I when we win, that's when I become happy. I can't. I get angry with myself.
Yeah.
So I think.
So, but at Black Leopards, then it means you weren't talking to your wife for two
months. Yeah, there was a lot. Because even sometimes my wife sometimes need to. She advised me, stop thinking too much.
Yeah.
You know, stop thinking too much. Stop, you know, putting things in your head that you can't even, you know, control it. I'm like, I want us to do well, because I know how it feels. I know that if you do well, there are a lot of things, there are a lot of opportunities, there are a lot of things that will come on your way.
Sure.
So I'm always having a problem when a team lose, I just lose it. I can't even control myself. I have a problem when a team lose.
Justice.
Yeah.
So you should have like a special sponsor of marriage counseling. spiced up with a bit of how to handle defeat and talk to your wife.
Yeah, it's very important because she's been with me since I came to this country in 2011. She's been with me from that time to now.
So she understands now.
She understands everything.
It's not a personal thing.
She knows the game very well.
Yeah.
That she tells me, Jima, this, that. So probably before we go on the field and all that, we talk, and I always tell her that, look, today I'm going to play well.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure I do well. And come, because I don't want to come out from the field feeling disappointed, feeling like.
So now when Habi is not linked to any team, and I think a couple of the other voice notes were talking about it, you mentioned Marumo Gallen, so I don't want you to repeat.
Mm.
But when she finds that you're in a space where you're now frustrated, you don't have a team, you're not doing what you love, what then becomes her advice to you? In terms of the next step, what does she say?
She always tells me, we normally sit down and talk about life every time. So she always tells me, and with me and her, we have that mentality of everything is possible. We live in a mysterious world. Everything is possible. As much as we do understand how the wind blows, the sun, the things that God has created, as much as we don't have any clue about how God did it, anything is bound to happen. So throughout this, all these months that have been in the house, these are the kind of words we use. And we know that we still need to keep the hope and the fighting spirit. Yeah. So as much as I'm getting to that stage of probably maybe one day I'll retire, we still need to give it a try.
Do you feel that retirement is starting to knock on the door now?
No. But Mr. Robert, growing up, I'm finding myself like, now when I share certain knowledge to a young, I feel so good about myself.
Yes.
It makes me full. So me, Mr. Robert, when you're my roommate in the room, and you never hear me speaking about anything than life. I remember there was this player in Black Lopez. He was in my roommate, but he was young.
Yeah.
And he was going to start the game the next day. So I advised him, I'm like, look, you got the opportunity. If you want to go and play in England, if you want to go and play in this big team, this game is for you. Mr. Robert, the next day, that guy was flying.
Wow.
He was. So I've been with people, a lot of people, that with my words, I've seen the impact on their lives. There's this goalkeeper that I don't want to mention his name, that we were very close. I took him to my family. He came here to stay with me. I took him to where that team I was playing, and when I took him there, I told him that, my friend, when he saw the keepers there, he said, Jima, no, these keepers, I'm good than them. I'm like, look, one day you are going to be in this team. This same person, when I was with him in the national team, that time they were giving gloves to certain keepers, and he was feeling bad.
Yeah.
I told him, look, one day you will become number one here, and a lot of sponsors will come to you. Mr. Robert, I've helped a lot of friends build shops, get them shops, people that I want to travel, a whole lot. My friend here, Mr. Adrian Mokwena.
Yeah.
I've been with him from 2011. He's my South African friend. He's older than, way older than me, but this is the kind of person.
What is it saying to you now, Edwin, about what role you want to play when you do retire? Because you might not know it now.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's starting to sound like the spinners of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. You might not know it now, but you'll know it someday, throwing a good love away type of thing. But we're not there. I'm just saying to you that, do you not think that it's a beginning of a new journey for you while you're playing?
Yeah.
But in the background, it is starting to bring itself out.
Yeah.
You figure it out. That's your homework. I'll leave you to it. Before I go to Bongani, the other question is, which football club? And I want you to be honest. You're a spiritual person.
Yeah.
You got nothing to lose. Which club treated you the worst?
Sir Robert, to answer this question, you know, let me put it in this way. One thing that we players, we need to understand that each and every, when the moment you start accepting things, that when the moment you start accepting that there's one time in life you are bound to fail, then when certain things comes on your way, you take it easy and take it normal. I always tell my wife that if you want better advice, ask your granny Magogo, she or he will tell you that, hey, all what you are rushing and doing this thing, passing and doing this thing, is not going to do anything because they know.
You know what? You know, you're a very good defender. You've never been the best dribbler. You are about to try and dribble me out of answering my question.
No, I'm not. I'm coming to the question.
Okay, let's answer that question. Yeah, Which team? Give me a name. Don't be shy. Which team treated you badly?
Mr. Robert, they all treated me good.
Can I bring a Bible for you that is to why, swear
That is
on?
What I'm saying. I'm saying, Mr. Robert, there's no good and there's no bad.
There is bad.
I know, but that's how I take it. There's no one who is good and there's no one who is bad. You can be in a company or in an industry. You are not going to get it the same. You're not going to get it the same. There may be people who likes your service, and there may be people who doesn't like it.
But if you felt disrespected, whether it's good or bad, it's disrespect.
That is what, when you start understanding, when you understand the universe and how it operates, you take things, everything becomes normal for you.
Jima, what are the lotto numbers for tomorrow? Mogani, good evening.
Good evening, Rob.
Welcome to the show.
Good evening to Edwin Jima. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you so much, man.
Rob, you are one of the most hardworking player that is very intimidating in the PSL in recent years, in the mold of Gerard Rapahlela. Rob, a quick question for Edwin Jima. I'd like to ask him, who does he attribute his style of play football, or who influenced his style of play as a player? Because Edwin Shimata Rob, when he goes in, he goes hard. He makes sure that he comes back with the ball.
But who does he remind you of, though, Bongani? Before he answers that question, who does he remind you of?
You know, Rob, in recent years, in fact, in many moves back, he reminds me of the likes of Linda Buteles, you know. Mercedes-Benz used to go and fetch the ball and come back with it. If the ball does pass, the man doesn't pass. Also, second question, Tarov, which coach did he enjoy working under and improve his game of football player?
Because
Edwin Jima Tarov went on to play for Orlando Pirates after playing for SuperSport. So I'd like to find out, where did he enjoy and who did he enjoy playing under exactly as a coach?
Beautiful one, Bongani. Thank you so much. And Alberton, quickly through that, who did you enjoy being coached by?
Let's say I think each and every coach has played a certain impact in my Gavin Hunt, Coach Maxwell Kunit, the former Blasters coach, is now currently in Black Lopez. McDonald, Coach McDonald, Tabu Senong.
Yeah.
Don't
go to the list yet. Okay. Don't go. I'm going to give you 2 minutes to go through that list. So I want you to speak from the heart.
Yeah.
And also, who influenced your game? Which player do you see yourself, I won't say emulating, but who do you roll your play around?
I think we started growing up, I was Mike Hilsian. I did watch him a lot. Yeah. And we have this thing of, as much as people mimic, you can watch a certain player, study the player, take his character, his sense of thought, how he does things, then you adapt. You take that energy within you. So Mike Hilsian got me to where I am now. You know what I mean? And along the way, I switched to Pogba. I switch to Papa. So I go with the mentality the player has, especially when he controls the ball, how he thinks. So then I take it. So today, if we're playing against Pirate, I need to pick a player. I have to go and watch Sergio Ramos.
Ramos, yeah.
Yeah, I have to watch Ramos.
What about Pepe? Pepe? Huh?
Yeah, he's there. Pepe is there. But, you know, in the game, before going to the game, you need to look up something, someone, then you take the energy
from them.
Okay. Then you emulate.
Mazisi on YouTube says that he's always been a scary man, that one. He says, more specifically, when he was paired with Bashera, he says, you'd know your attackers need to go through this. He says, what a player. And it's great to see him being very positive. Let's get to the list. What's in that list? What have you scribbled down there, sir?
Mr. Robert, you know, I've been wanting to have a platform to say this. This paper has a list of people in my career that played big roles in my career, and they've always stayed in my heart. One is Gavin Hunt. With him in Super Sports, he went to Bidvest. He took me there. Mr. Dr. Ivan Kosa,
yes,
to thank him for the opportunity he gave me, the exposure he gave me. It really helped my family. Mr. Tidiela, and along the way in my career, he came in when I was down. He took care of my family. I really appreciate it. Skukuna United, the supporters, the coaches, the management, everyone, I really appreciate. Stan Matthews, Super Sports, I really appreciate. Coach Max Okunedu, as I mentioned his name, Mr. Kwesi Nyantechi, former Ghana FA president, my agent, former agent Mike McCabb, and Black Aces also, I want to thank them. Brendan Truta, Coach Daly, currently, that I'm training with him now.
Yes.
Yeah, these are the people that have played key roles in my career. That no, when nobody gave me a chance, they gave me a chance. So I want to use this opportunity to thank them throughout this journey. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes, Mr. Robert, when this life, the more you are living the life, you never know what you've caused
before.
Yeah. And you don't know what someone is feeling for you. So if without them, I wouldn't be who I am today. So I really appreciate it.
Please say goodnight to your wife.
Good night, Mimi.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.